Well, good morning. It is February 6th, 2023, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Sorry I'm a couple minutes late, had some technical difficulties, but we are up and rolling. Hey, we are going to pick up in Genesis chapter 39, Mark chapter 9, Job chapter 5, and then the infamous Romans chapter 9. Let's get in the Word. Genesis 39 today. Genesis 39. Those of you who know me, you know why Romans 9 is infamous. Genesis chapter 39. Now, Joseph had been taken down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an Egyptian officer of Pharaoh, the captain of the bodyguard, bought him from the Ishmaelites who had taken him down there. And the Lord was with Joseph, and so he became a successful man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. Now his master saw that the Lord was with him, and how the Lord caused all that he did to prosper in his hand. And so Joseph found favor in his sight, and became a personal servant, and he made him overseer over his house, and all that he owned he put in his charge. And it came about that from the time he made him overseer in his house, and over all that he owned, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house on account of Joseph. And thus the Lord's blessing was upon all that he owned, and in the house, and in the field. And so he left everything he owned in Joseph's charge. And with him there he did not concern himself with anything except the food which he ate. Now Joseph was handsome in form and in appearance. And it came about after these events that his master's wife looked with desire at Joseph, and said, "Lie with me." But he refused, and said to his master's wife, "Behold, with me here my master does not concern himself with anything in the house, and he has put all that he owns in my charge. There is no one greater in this house than I, and he has withheld nothing from me except you, because you are his wife. How then could I do this great evil and sin against God?" And as she spoke to Joseph day after day, he did not listen to her to lie beside her or be with her. Now it happened one day that he went inside the house to do his work, and none of the men of the household was there inside. And she caught him by his garment, saying, "Lie with me." And he left his garment in her hand and fled, and went outside. And when she saw that he had left his garment in her hand and had fled outside, she called to the men of the household and said to him, "See, he has brought a Hebrew to us to make sport of us. He came in to lie with me, and I screamed. And when I heard that, and when he heard that I raised my voice and screamed, he left his garment beside me and fled and went outside." And so she left his garment beside her until her master came home. Then she spoke to him with these words, "The Hebrew slave whom you brought to us came in to me to make sport of me. And as I raised my voice and screamed, he left his garment beside me and fled outside." Now when his master heard the words of his wife, which she spoke to him, saying, "This is what your slave did to me," his anger burned. And so Joseph's master took him and put him in the jail, in the place where the king's prisoners were confined, and he was there in jail. But the Lord was with Joseph, and extended kindness to him, and gave him favor in the sight of the chief jailer. And the chief jailer committed to Joseph's charge all the prisoners who were in the jail, so that whatever was done there, he was responsible for it. And the chief jailer did not supervise anything under Joseph's charge, because the Lord was with him, and whatever he did, the Lord made to prosper. That was Genesis chapter 39. Let's move on over to Mark chapter 9. Mark chapter 9. Mark chapter 9. And Jesus was saying to them, "Truly I say to you, there are some of those who are standing here with who will not taste death until they see the kingdom of God after it's come with power." And 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John and brought them up on a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his garments became radiant and exceedingly white, as no launderer on earth can whiten them. And Elijah appeared to them along with Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. And Peter said to Jesus, "Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three tabernacles, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah." For he did not know what to answer, for they became terrified. And then a cloud formed, overshadowing them, and a voice came out of the cloud, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." And all at once they looked around and saw no one with them anymore, except for Jesus alone. And as they were coming down from the mountain, he gave them orders not to relate to anyone what they had seen until the Son of Man rose from the dead. And they seized upon this statement, discussing with one another what rising from the dead meant. And they asked him, saying, "What is it that the scribes say that Elijah must come first?" And he said to them, "Elijah does come first and restore all things. And yet, how is it written of the Son of Man that he will suffer many things and be treated with contempt? But I say to you that Elijah has indeed come, and they did to him whatever they wished, just as it is written of him." And when they came back to the disciples, they saw a large crowd around them and some scribes arguing with them. And immediately when the entire crowd saw him, they were amazed and began running up to greet him. And he asked them, "What are you discussing with them?" And one of the crowd answered him, "Teacher, I brought my son possessed with a spirit which makes him mute. And whenever it seizes him, it slams him to the ground, and he foams at the mouth and grinds his teeth and stiffens out. And I told your disciples to cast it out, and they could not do it." And he answered them and said, "O unbelieving generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I put up with you? Bring him to me." And they brought the boy to him. And when he saw him, immediately the spirit threw him into a convulsion. And falling to the ground, he began rolling around and foaming at the mouth. And he asked his father, "How long has this been happening to him?" And he said, "From childhood. It has often thrown him both into the fire and into the water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us." And Jesus said to him, "If you can, all things are possible to him who believes." And immediately the boy's father cried out and said, "I do believe. Help my unbelief." And when Jesus saw that a crowd was rapidly gathering, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying, "You deaf and mute spirit, I command you, come out of him and do not enter him again." And after crying out and throwing him into terrible convulsions, it came out. And the boy became so much like a corpse that most of them said, "He is dead." But Jesus took him by the hand and raised him up, and he got up. And when he came into the house, his disciples began questioning him privately, "Why could we not drive it out?" And then he said to them, "This kind cannot come out by anything but prayer and fasting." From there, they went out and began to go through Galilee, and he did not want anyone to know about it. For he was teaching his disciples and telling them, "The Son of Man is to be delivered into the hands of men, and they will kill him. And when he has been killed, he will rise 3 days later." But they did not understand this statement, and they were afraid to ask him. And they came to Capernaum, and when he was in the house, he began questioning them, What were you discussing on the way?" But they kept silent, for on the way they discussed with one another which one of them is the greatest. And sitting down, he called the 12 and said to them, "If anyone wants to be first, he shall be last of all and servant of all." Taking a child, he set him before them, and taking him in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever receives one child like this in my name receives me, and whoever receives me does not receive me, but him who sent me." And John said to him, "Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to prevent him because he was not following us." But Jesus said, "Do not hinder him, for there is no one who will perform a miracle in my name and be able soon afterwards to speak evil of me. For he who is not against us is for us. For whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because of your name as followers of Christ, truly I say to you, he will not lose his reward. Whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to stumble, it would be better for him if with a heavy millstone hung around his neck he had been cast into the sea. And if your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. It's better for you to enter life crippled than having two hands to go to hell into unquenchable fire, where the worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. And if your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off. It's better for you to enter life lame than having your 2 feet and to be cast into hell, where there the worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. And if your eye causes you to stumble, throw it out. It's better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than having 2 eyes and to be cast into hell, where the worm does not die and where the fire is not quenched. For everyone will be salted with fire, and salt is good, but if the salt becomes unsalty, with what will you make it salty again? Have salt in yourselves, and be at peace with one another." That was Mark chapter 9. Let's move on over to our next reading, Job chapter 5. Job chapter 5. Job chapter 5 today. Job chapter 5, "Call now, is there anyone who will answer you? And to which of the holy ones will you turn? For anger slays the foolish man, and jealousy kills the simple. I have seen the foolish taking root, and I have And I cursed his abode immediately. His sons are far from safety. They are even oppressed in the gate, and there is no deliverer. His harvest the hungry devour and take it to a place of thorns, and the schemer is eager for their wealth. For affliction does not come from the dust, nor does trouble sprout from the ground. For man is born for trouble as sparks fly upward. But as for me, I would seek God, and I would place my cause before God, who does great things and unsearchable things, wonders without number. He gives rain on the earth and sends water on the fields, so that he sets on high those who are lowly, and those who mourn are lifted to safety. He frustrates the plotting of the shrewd, so that their hands cannot attain success. He captures the wise by their own shrewdness, and the advice of the cunning is quickly thwarted. By day they meet with darkness and grope at noon as in the night. But he saves from the sword of their mouth, and the poor from the hand of the mighty. So the helpless was hope, and unrighteousness must shut its mouth. Behold, how happy is the man whom God reproves. And so do not despise the discipline of the Almighty, for he inflicts pain and gives relief. His wounds and his hands also heal. From six troubles he will deliver you, even in seven evil will not touch you. In famine he will redeem you from death, in war from the power of the sword. You will be hidden from the scourge of the tongue, and you will not be afraid of the violence when it comes. You will laugh at violence and famine, and then you will not be afraid of the wild beasts, for you will be in league with the stones of the field, and the beasts of the field will be at peace with you. You will know that your tent is secure, for you will visit your abode in fear, no loss. You will also know that your descendants will be many, and your offspring is the grass of the earth. You will come to the grave in full vigor, like the stacking of grain in its season. Behold this, we have investigated it, and so it is. Hear it, and know it for yourselves. That was Job chapter 5. Let's move on over to our final reading today, Romans chapter 9. Romans chapter 9. Romans chapter 9. I am telling you the truth in Christ. I am not lying. My conscience testifies with me in the Holy Spirit that I have great sorrow and unceasing grief in my heart, for I could wish that I myself were accursed, separated from Christ for the sake of my brethren, my kinsmen according to the flesh, who are Israelites, to whom belong the adoption as sons, and the glory, and the covenants, and the giving of the law, and the temple services, and the promises, whose are the fathers, and from whom is the Christ according to the flesh, who is over all God, blessed forever. Amen. But it is not as though the word of God has failed, for they are not all Israel who are descended from Israel, nor are they all children because they are Abraham's descendants, but through Isaac your descendants will be named. And that is, it is not the children of the flesh who are children of God, but the children of the promise are regarded as descendants. For this is the word of promise, at this time I will come, and Sarah shall have a son. And not only this, but there was Rebekah also. And when she had conceived twins by one man, our father Isaac, for though the twins were not yet born, and had done anything good or bad, so that God's purpose according to his choice would stand, not because of works, but because of him who calls, it was said to her, the older will serve the younger. And just as it is written, Jacob I have loved, but Esau I hated. And what shall we say then? There is no injustice with God, is there? May it never be. For he says to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. And so, then, it does not depend on the man who wills or the man who runs, but on God who has mercy. For the scripture says to Pharaoh, for this very purpose I raised you up, to demonstrate my power in you, and that my name might be proclaimed throughout the whole earth. And so then, he has mercy on whom he desires, and he hardens whom he desires. And you will say to me then, why does he still find fault? For who resists his will? On the contrary, who are you, O man, who answers back to God? The thing molded will not say to the molder, why did you make me like this, will it? Or does not the potter have a right over the clay to make from the same lump one vessel for honorable use and another for common use? What if God, although willing to demonstrate his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much patience vessels of wrath prepared for destruction? And he did so to make known the riches of his glory upon vessels of mercy, which he prepared beforehand for glory, even us, whom he has called, not from the Jews only, but also from the Gentiles. as he says also in Hosea, I will call those who are not my people, my people, and her who is not beloved, beloved. And it shall be that in the place where it was said to them, you are not my people, there they shall be called sons of the living God. Isaiah cries out concerning Israel, though the number of the sons of Israel be like the sand of the sea, it is the remnant that will be saved. For the Lord will execute his word on the earth thoroughly and quickly. And just as Isaiah foretold, unless the Lord of Sabaoth had left to us a posterity, he would have become like Sodom and would have resembled Gomorrah. What shall we say then? The Gentiles who did not pursue righteousness attained righteousness, even the righteousness which is by faith. But Israel, pursuing a law of righteousness, did not arrive at the law. Why? Because they did not pursue it by faith, but as though it were by works. And they stumbled over the stumbling stone, just as it is written, Behold, I lay in Zion a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, and he who believes in him will not be disappointed. That was Romans 9, and that was our Bible reading today for February 6, 2023. Make sure to leave a comment or a reaction to this video, and I will be sure to mark that down. Again, if you've missed a couple days, no worries. Just go back and watch them. And again, just stick with it. Stick with it each and every single day. Again, this is about developing a habit, about doing it the same time every day and being in the Word every single day. And so that's the real prize. But just as a reminder, we do have a prize for those of you who stick with it the entire year, starting with the first 100 days. That is April 10th. That is the 100th day of the year. And so I got an awesome prize for you then. And then the 200th day, 300th day, and then 365 days. And so just as a reminder. But that said, thanks again. Let's start our day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for your goodness to us. I thank you so much for this word. I thank you so much for every single page of this word. I thank you, Lord, for what we learn from each and every one of these examples, Lord, that we have in the text of Scripture today. Lord, we think of Joseph, and we think of, God, all of the fact that you were with him, Lord. All of the different difficulties that that this man went through, and yet, God, your hand of blessing was clearly upon him. Lord, definitely a foreshadowing of the Lord Jesus, for sure. And Lord, we just thank you so much that in all things, that just as Joseph was blameless, so too was our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And Lord, we praise you for that. And I think the same of Job, Lord. We think, and Lord, even as we read in Romans 9, God, we praise you that salvation is not by the law, Lord. It's not by our works. It's not even by our own will, Lord, but it is by you. It is by you alone. And Lord, we just pray, God, that you continue to outpour that grace upon us and outpour that grace upon those who are lost. May we be faithful to share the gospel. And Lord, may you be faithful to give the faith, Lord, that saves. Lord, we pray. And so, Lord, embolden us today in your sovereignty. Embolden us today in who you are. And just give us just an awesome day in you. Lord, I just praise you and thank you for each one of my brothers and sisters. Pray, God, for your blessing upon them today. In Jesus' name, amen. Bye, everybody.